Dear fellow Salvationists, warm greetings in Christ from London. As this is the first pastoral letter of the new year, Commissioner Helen Clifton joins me in wishing you all a very happy and blessed 2009. May this be a year when God draws very near to you and you to Him. Now, do you believe in miracles? I most definitely do. Miracles take place all the time, but often we miss them or fail to recognize them. Now, recently I held a newborn child. His name was Oscar, and he was perfectly formed. He felt soft, tiny, and vulnerable. He was a miracle of new life. Everyone around him grew softer in their spirits and even in their body language. And that was another everyday miracle. He changed people around him. At Christmas, we met in person our youngest grandchild, Lincoln, who lives in New Zealand. He had never met us during his 16 months of life, and his first smile to us was a miracle of beauty. It communicated things to us that no words can convey. It touched us deep within ourselves in ways that cannot be explained. Another miracle. Now, at the other end of life, there are miracles too. So when my father was promoted to glory in 2006, we witnessed a miracle of what I want to call dying grace, as the Lord ministered to him in his final hours. Just a week ago, a good family friend and fellow Salvationist related to us the evidence of the same dying grace that fell upon her dear husband at the end. Here are miracles of grace. We need never wrestle with the accounts of miracles that we find in the Scriptures. We need never doubt the truth of what is recorded for us about the actions of Jesus. Once we know who Jesus is, instead of doubting the miracles, we ought to be positively expecting them. It is just the same today. We know who He is, and we ought to expect miracles as an everyday thing. Every coming to faith in Jesus Christ is a miracle of grace. Transforming a rebel against God into a prayerful, loving child of God is a miracle beyond compare. Then there are the continuous miracles of growing in grace, letting go of anger and embracing peace, rejecting the temptations of the world and preferring purity, or dethroning self and living for others, or replacing old, worn-out ambitions with the perfect will of God for our lives. Let me share with you what General Bramwell Booth once wrote about the miracle of a changed life. He said this: "The change of nature or character, which we undoubtedly see in some of God's people, is a true miracle. Here is one of the permanent wonders of God's dealing with us. We are not only made correct in outward acts, but we are changed in tastes, in desire, in preference. That is, we're changed in our very nature. When we see those who have, from their youth up, been accustomed to do and be evil, when we see them changed to do and love what is good, we are compelled to explain, this is none other than the work of the Holy Spirit. Behold, God is here." Now, those are the words of General Bramwell Booth, coming down through the decades to us all. And he's exactly right. God is here, and therefore miracles are present too. Let me close with a prayer that we can all use. Please pray with me as you listen. Loving Heavenly Father, you have come among us in the person of Jesus Christ, your Son. Please stay with us. Do not abandon us to the world. Reveal yourself in love among us. Graciously indwell us by your Holy Spirit, and open our eyes to see you constantly at work. Help us to recognize the miraculous amid the everyday. Father God, please go on working your miracles of grace in me, using me more and more to your glory. Let me be one of your miracles of grace, and please do not ever cease to work in me to change me more and more into all you want me to be, so that one day I will be made ready to live with you in heaven and to hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Hear this prayer. Amen. So once again, my dear fellow Salvationists, I commend you each one to the perfect love of Christ. God bless and keep you. This comes to you with love in Christ from International Headquarters in London, England.